bug is appeared to be giving them cotton some problems. And that was first experienced, and the early work was done by the ARS folks in Weslaco, Texas. And yeah, there was a sucking bug, a mirage showing up in the Texas coastal bend during the last decade. It appeared to coincide with boll damage. It was a Creontiades species. So the damage was similar to stink bugs in the southeast. So a boll feeding sucking bug, what I call it. And it really helped easy on that there's a Creontiades species in Australia. So all this matched up very nicely. It also coincided with some cotton boll rot occurring and some documentation of year loss up to 25% on occasion hugging the coastline. So what's the threshold? And how do we deal with this with in-season decision-making when the subsequent damage, really, when you really assess it, is at the end of the season and the damage progresses, particularly if you have this disease implication in it? Another little note to start this off is that compared to the stink bugs, you know, the stink bug thresholds are based upon cracking green bolls. And a little added thing here is that we could really, really use a beet bucket or a drop cloth very nicely and pick up this plant bug. And the stink bug, it's very difficult. So that got us to think, okay, do we just use the existing thresholds for stink bugs? Or do we take a look? Well, sure, at the beginning. But then we want to see as if there's any differences for ours. And also, if this, our ability to actually look for verde plant bug, can we integrate that in at all, or is there any benefit to it? So here we go. Here's the outline. I call it the boll feeding sucking bug challenge. You know, what species? Now, broadly, when was it present? Where is it present? Is there this damage progression? Is there implications with boll rot? And then the next part, I'll briefly go over that. Scouting and using a boll protection threshold, the concept, and what's the challenge. And then I'll give you our idea of how we decided to try to set what I call a beta version for verde plant bug, and then back to the boll feeding sucking bug challenge. So the first part, you know, in the beginning, what are out there? Of course, as you know, we've reduced sprays tremendously in South Texas. We used to go up to about 10 or so per season, depending upon where you're at. We're commonly down to 2 now. So there's an ecological niche here, using that nice term, that this bug that had always been around really went in. But broadly, you know, here's our complex of sucking bugs. Pre and early bloom, squares, cotton flea hopper is a tremendous problem, our mainstay of problems. Mid-bloom, when the bolls are coming on, very much RB told the story for us, so I don't have to go into detail here. Young bolls, and then after a certain age, pretty much immune. And we have all these different species, green stink bugs, 2 species, brown speck bugs, about 3, and this little verde plant bug, Creontiades. Think like a extra big Liguus bug, and you got it. Late bloom, the bolls. We actually have leaf-footed bug that my co-author, Darwin Anderson, has a poster on. So when present? Well, here we are, and where present? We're talking about the South Texas coastal cotton area. Flea hopper, the main square feeder. Stink bugs, more towards the central Texas and the upper coast. The ARS folks up in College Station have some good work on this. And the verde plant bug, and to the Victoria area, even up to a little further on, really a very important boll feeder. Documented, working with Gino Medrano, ARS, introduces cotton boll rot. It's associated with succulents and sorghum, seems to really hug the coast nicely. And no matter what sampling method we used, we could pick them up. So that wasn't an issue. As you could see, I think this is about basically mid-bloom. Yeah, proportion of species collected, you know, after squaring, mid-bloom. It was, half of it was verde plant bug, and then the rest of it was cotton flea hopper, which is less of a problem when you get into bloom. So that's the where and the when, and then the disease progression relative to the bowl size. Again, RB did a great job. It's very similar for us, and it tracks well with the experience of the stink bug folks in the southeast. Quarter-sized bowls are really what you want to monitor for, or even smaller. This particular bug will even hit the large squares just before bloom. Certainly introduces disease if the disease is around mid-bloom. The disease progresses late bloom. That's when you start picking up the seed and lint response. And then at harvest, when you can really assess it, you may get locule-specific damage with no rot or multiple locule damage with rot. So I think we now go into scouting and using a bulb protection threshold, and the challenge here is, you know, obviously we want to go into their mid-bloom, do an in-season measurement as an indicator of harvest damage. The applications, of course, thinking from what I call economic threshold 101 course is, you know, if the pest causes immediate economic damage, really simple to do. You know, the bug takes a chunk out of the plant. I used to work on vegetables a long time ago. That was oftentimes the easy assessment, physically eating it. But in the case of the bowl, you know, you had this progressive damage and you don't assess till harvest. Largely difficult. So this pest initiates a sequence, and all these bowl feeding sucking bugs initiates a sequence of plant responses. You have progressive injury complicated with potential disease introduction. Mid-bloom is when we have to do our decision making. We could crack green bowls. We could sample this bug. What do we do to have a good indicator of harvest potential damage? And we use what we call a 1-4 scale for our damage assessment whenever we didn't do yield. And zero, think about it as 1-4 locules. So if one locule is damage of 1, 4 locules damage 4. Really pretty simple. So here's our potential in-season measurements. Think of it as, you know, the first one is vertiplant bug per plant using a big beet bucket. Mid-blue period is nice, and that's been published that it works very well. Pretty darn well. Green bowl, vulnerability, quarter-sized bowl, basically what they do in the southeast of stink bugs, works. You could do look at the outside lesions, the darkened lesions resulted from stylet probing. Should we do that? I don't know. Internal damage, stylet piercing, callus tissues, lint staining, I call it a seed kiss, you know, and potentially the disease introduced. And there it is, all those things that progress through the season. And really simple findings. So I could just say all this was done over a 3-year period. Okay. And so here's the two good ones. Green bowls, good for stink bugs and vertiplant bug. We do get a little stink bug. Check less than quarter-sized bowls, about that, for internal injury. Notice that big red X? Do not rely on just external dots on it. Boy, you're going to really overestimate potential damage. So looking at 2010 data, you know, get good simple linear regression on this damage score I told you about, 0-4 scale and all, and internal feeding proportion of green bowls. It's fairly linear. Beet bucket, good for vertiplant bug. Start early bloom, measure mid-bloom, you know, detect. And then a good linear relationship. Both measurements, putting this data into a simple multiple regression, actually you do better. And that's the fancy thing, and you do better. Background, economics. I'm going to rely on the data looking at multiple fields. Those yellow ones are where we definitely detected circles. Each of those dots are a field, a commercial field. Those yellow circles are where we definitely detected economic damage. So this damage score is basically when you get close to one locule on average, a little less than that. You got some economic damage going on. When you get a damage score at the end of the season, that equates to a yield loss that's significant. And vertiplant bug bird plant, there it is. And it's basically, it seems to be about, we got bugs per plant of about 0.25, 0.3 or something, boy, we know we're in trouble. And it is, by the way, similar to the more detailed cage study that we did, where we, when we put a half a bug per plant on the plant, we got an 18% decline in damage. So we're at, we're there or considerably less. So we're ballparking it here. So we got a bug that does a lot of damage. And all during those three circle fields, there was boll rot out there. That was the principal damage that was occurring. So our model we selected was really, okay, let's go for the gusto and say, let's do both measurements. We absolutely needed to do the internal cracking green bolls. But if you're able, since you're out there detecting for Verde plant bug, and since it's so easy to measure, maybe go ahead and do both. So here's a bit, let's validate this. 2 years of validation data, which I'm really proud of that all our lab went and did, 2011 and 2012. So this combined insect monitoring internal injury for new data set, totally new. It was wonderful. It was a great estimator of boll damage using that damage scale. We had a slope of 0.12. A perfect fit would, of course, have been 1. Did it differ in 0? That is really nice. So you're looking in season, and you're trying to estimate damage at the end. Really nice. Internal injury low. Alone, it was a really good estimator, really good. It did overestimate damage a bit, okay? And then insect monitoring alone, boy, don't count on that. Don't count on insect monitoring and low, boy. You don't know what you're going to get. Poor indicator of economic damage at the end of the season. So here's our third one, and hopefully I'm doing okay with time. 2 minutes. Setting a boll protection threshold. So Verde plant bug based upon a Verde plant bug specific based upon a combined model, we're going to assume an economic threshold at the end of the season of about, I'm going to reduce, remember standard economic threshold, you divide by 2 or so. So I said at 0.9, so we're really, really concerned about a threshold 0.25 to 0.5 on that 0 to 4 damage scale. We're also assuming there's disease potential out there. We need to really, hopefully we'll get someday be able to know if there's disease or not early in season. So borrowed some things from Francis Ray Jones, looked at 40 bulls percent internal bull feeding and Verde plant bug, basing it on 100 plants, and does it match well with expected bull injury. That's my beta test. We're putting this out to IPM agents and others. Basically, those numbers inside are your end of season damage score, and the green, yellow, and red zones are what we think in season, mid bloom, whether you're going to be in good shape. So if you're less than 5 Verde plant bug per 100 plants, you're definitely in good shape. If you have internal boll feeding injury of around 20% or less, hopefully you're going to be doing okay. But if you're like at 20% internal boll injury, plus you're detecting a good amount of Verde plant bug, you're in yellow, if not red. So that's where the two measures come in handy, that you could really start refining things, we hope. Back to the boll feeding sucking bug challenge. Eventually, we would like to look at this in unison, all the boll feeding sucking bugs in the coastal bin. We know what bugs are present. We could detect them. But basically, in essence, at mid-bloom, our hope is that if we know what bug species there are, we could detect the damage. That hopefully would equate to a good in-season indicator of harvest potential loss. Many thanks, Cotton Incorporated, helping us out. And as I've been there for 3 years, and this has been fun to do, Roy Parker, Raul Villanueva, Charlene Fodias, and Stephen Biles with Texas AgriLife really helped us get the fields. Scott Armstrong, key to all this. Jonathan Martinez and Elroy Rodriguez with ARS really helped us as we looked at all those fields. Thank you very much. Good. 30 seconds.